Thanks, Brad. Good morning. An update on the drug bust we reported on yesterday. The Eureka Police Department POP team served the search warrant at the 1500 block residence of 2nd Street Sunday. After receiving numerous tips about suspected drug use, the suspect, identified now as 66-year-old Michael Sovereign, was later pulled over by officers during a traffic stop, and a search of his vehicle turned up meth, packaging materials, and drug paraphernalia. He was booked on several charges. The search warrant at the apartment resulted in two minor children being turned over to Child Protective Services, and officers found more drug paraphernalia and weapons. Officers questioned and released a 52-year-old relative of Sovereign's at the apartment, but the charges could be laid on the convicted felon, who is currently on probation for a DUI conviction. The North Coast Railroad Authority meets this morning at 10:30 in supervisors' chambers at the courthouse. The board will discuss recommendations presented to it by the Rail Corridor Committee, and the board is expected to approve those recommendations. Law enforcement continues the search, as the Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a man who robbed the Redwood Federal Credit Union on Gentoli Lane on Friday. The suspect, an all-adult white male in his 40s, pointed a handgun at a teller and demanded cash. The teller handed over an undisclosed amount, and the suspect fled the scene. He was last seen wearing a dark coat with a white fur-lined collar, dark jeans, a black hat, and sunglasses. The suspect also has a salt-and-pepper mustache and goatee. Anyone with information about the suspect or the robbery is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. California Highway Patrol has completed its investigation into the hit-and-run collision that took the life of Suzanne Seaman and sent Jessica Hunt and Terry Vroman Little to the hospital with major injuries. CHP has requested the District Attorney's Office press charges against 28-year-old Jason Warren, including one charge of murder, two charges of attempted murder, one charge of animal cruelty, one charge of vehicle theft, and three charges of assault with a deadly weapon. Warren, who is already serving a 9-year prison sentence, is suspected of stealing the car of Hoopaw murder victim Dorothy Ulrich, the vehicle he allegedly used when he ran down Seaman, Vroman, Little, and Hunt in October while awaiting sentencing for previous crimes. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying two suspects and locating a third, who are suspects in an assault incident at a residence on Lindstrom Lane in Eureka. The two victims reported Sunday night that three men armed with clubs entered their home and attacked, leaving the victims with non-lethal head injuries. The three suspects fled before deputies arrived on scene, but the victims were able to identify one of the attackers, 46-year-old Joseph Joy Ray of Eureka. Ray, a probationer, is described as an adult white man, standing at 6'1", 175 pounds, with brown hair. He's wanted on assault with a deadly weapon charge. The other two men were not identified. No description was made available. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. More KINS News. It's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire discusses how a recently passed measure at the ballot box might affect local law enforcement. Here's Dan with more.
Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey was on Talk Shop, and part of the discussion revolved around the November election, particularly the passage of Prop 30, and how that will affect his department. Downey pointed out that realignment needed to be paid for, and that Prop 30 may be the tool.
State level, you know, there were initiatives there that were definitely helpful to law enforcement. I mean, we have this AB 109, the jail realignment thing that was segued into Proposition 30, which was voted on and passed by the voters of California. I've never been a big proponent of tax increase, but in this case, with the shift in responsibility as far as prisons go and jails, it was definitely needed, at least from my view as sheriff, so we could sustain.
Downey went on to point out that local supervision may be a better alternative to what the state offers.
Many sheriffs will agree with me throughout the state that even though realignment has been somewhat problematic, I do believe in the case of the local offenders and hanging on to these offenders for a longer period of time, that local law enforcement, local sheriffs can probably do a better job financially in housing these people and finding alternatives as far as sentencing goes.
The state has left much of the incarceration and follow-up probation to local jurisdictions through the realignment plan.
Thank you, Dan. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.